Hello, hi, welcome to another Tissapod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Tissapod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Tissapod. I am Doyen Pandey, and as usual, I am not alone. I'm joined by... That's right. So if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday, we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you are a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's 2025, though. Welcome to it. We're back. And as usual, we are going to start with some music news because it's music Friday. Yay. So I'm excited. I don't know where the excitement is, but it's there because we've been talking about the Grammys. The Grammys are still a big, big, big conversation on their own.
You mean the award ceremony, Bafang, the awards, Bafang Batu, randomly.
That's not true. You know, I saw somebody on Twitter was like, if you had to buy, what do we call this thing? If you think that Grammys are actually bought, why is it that our faves who can actually afford them are not actually buying them? Like, why banga kidumali? You can't tell me that Beyonce cannot afford to buy a Grammy.
But Beyonce, like, you're right.
You know, I mean...
But I just feel good. They were baba feeded, I would say. Like, well, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick deserved an award.
No, but five.
Very much so.
No.
He deserved it. But what's very interesting is Trick Daddy also kind of said the same,
shared the same sentiments as you're saying.
But I feel like he deserved it, obviously, because I'm a Kendrick fan. But apart from that, I feel like the song definitely did. It did a lot.
Yeah, because
from
they were pushing
it. Drake, it went very, very far. And we were just singing it all over the world. Globally, they definitely are not like us. And I agree.
Who's not like us? Drake?
Oh, wait. Billie Eilish didn't get a Grammy. That was...
Give us a lowdown. Mango Saturang Award. And you feel hore no chance to the award.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, she's an amazing person. I won't lie. Like, I don't want to be too controversial about this one. She definitely does deserve a Grammy, but like now, I don't know. Instead of Billie Eilish, it's interesting.
How do you feel with Doja? Tyler.
Fine. It's expected. I didn't expect it to win another Grammy. But that's also telling of, you know, what kind of system, you know, do they actually use in order to win a Grammy? I wonder. Mm-hmm. But, you know, remember the apology that they made to, let me remember. Who's that man? Come on. Hold on. Who's that man again? The Weeknd, yes, the apology that they made to The Weeknd for saying that, you know, they need to do more, like, there should be more inclusivity, more people, you know, in the...
They must just add...
And which they did. So isn't it that there's some change that actually took place? Mm. Like, some people who definitely deserved the Grammy did win. My faves, SZA, Tems won a Grammy. Like, I don't know. Everybody that deserved a Grammy on my end, I feel... except for Billie Eilish, won a Grammy. Mm. And our very own, actually, Vota Kellerman, who has seemingly cracked the code of winning a Grammy.
The Ziggs one
who won a Grammy last year for the Ziggs collaboration. He won his third Grammy. The flutist, for those who don't know him, he's a Joburg-born flutist, composer, and producer. He won Best New Age, Ambient, and Chant album for his album Triveni.
Thank you so much. This is amazing. This is testament to the fact that music has the power to unite and to heal. Thank you, Chandrika. Thank you, Aaron. All the musicians that were on the album. A big thank you to Tulsi, best friend and business partner. And then, most importantly, to all of you, Music Connects. And this is a very grateful to share this moment with you.
Yeah, and it was in collaboration with Japanese artists and vocalists that I will not even try to pronounce.
I feel that the guy, he likes diversity.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what
Japanese
the point.
In England. That means yes. Last few years back, Jozik. So, yeah.
Yes. And I think, you know, when I say that he's cracked the code as to how to actually win a Grammy, I definitely asked him and I'm like, what is your secret behind the success? Mm-hmm. And how do you always manage to win a Grammy? There are many artists in South Africa. Like the other day, I was talking to Java and he was like, I lendo ya makremi, abasboni. But yeah. What are you actually doing? And Uvota Kellerman himself, he said that it's been, his secret is a combination of curiosity.
Thank you.
Curiosity, collaboration, which is a big thing. And not just collaboration with Abantu as a South Africa, guys. There are other artists out there who are doing amazing work. And actually, if you fuse all of those, you know, cultural aspects and all of that, it will obviously bring about something quite amazing. But I think one detail, or rather one thing that he said that really stood out for me, is he said that he has an obsessive passion for quality and attention to detail, which means don't be coming here with your, we just recorded in my house and it's good enough, or we recorded next. Like, he actually understands that the quality that he has to put up in order for it to be even considered for a Grammy is, mm-mm. It takes a lot. It takes a lot. So, well, that's that on that. Yes, they might, the whole conversation about awards being rigged will never die, definitely. But one thing that assures me that they are not rigged is Vota Kellerman, who's a flutist, who's constantly winning because, come on, he's just a hard worker and his music is clearly doing something somewhere. You know?
Tupac is still the best today, but no Grammy. Wow. Mm. That's a story for another day.
That is definitely a story for another day. Well, still on that Grammy note, though, EFF Mbuyise Ndlozi, who is just...
It's like a dangling carrot.
He's a dangling carrot. Thanks for that. Exactly. Well, he decided, let me also weigh in on the Grammys as well, apart from weighing in on politics. He congratulated Beyonce. Who won a Best Grammy, she won an award for Best Album of the Year, which, of course, me, as I'm not a Beyonce fan. Am I a Beyonce fan? I don't know. Well, anyway, I think she definitely deserved it. She and Mbuyise said, yeah, she deserved it because she made history. She is the fourth Black woman in close to 70-year history to actually attain this award. So it's quite an amazing thing. For her and for, I guess, if you're from Houston, Texas, shout out to Houston, Texas, but also to just Black people in general who actually want to go beyond just doing the norm. Like, do we even have, I saw there was even some guy in South Africa, I can't recall his name, unfortunately, but people were dragging him on Twitter at some point because he's Black and he's doing Afrikaner music, but it's like calling him a sellout. Like, no, guys, are we all gonna just do Amapiano? Like, Amanyan? There are other genres. Why are we not doing rock music? Why are we not stepping into, country music?
We
are singing in English. Why is that not even selling out on its own? Is that not us selling out?
It is.
We're not all singing in...
It is.
Yeah, so... apart from that, obviously, the red carpet was also a big conversation. Obviously, Kanye West being the biggest. Because,
My man.
That is definitely my man. him and his wife, Bianca, were a big conversation. Mostly because Kwenzakalani, whining at Koganga on the red carpet, Kwenzakalani, all of that. And also, obviously, there was a rumor that they were kicked out of the Grammys, which apparently was just a rumor and it's not true. That's that on that. I don't know what else I'm missing on the Grammys, but... Yeah.
Kanye's bringing back the land slowly but surely.
Kanye's not bringing back the land, but he better bring that album that is apparently he's been cooking up. I know at the after party that he hosted, he previewed a song, which from, I think, was it Vipers? Yes, something like that. So I'm definitely looking forward to some new music from Ye. Let's move on from that. Ooh, music news, amazing. But getting into the drama of 2025, guys, we just arrived and Kuningi just gets Kuningia. Yeah. Starting off with court cases.
Oh, Lulu, Nazo.
Yeah. Kuningi Vela. Other people had to appear from last year, and others are, they just arrived also.
They just abandoned Namapil Wabu.
Oh my gosh, I even forgot about that other character. Anyway, well, Sekhukhune United player, Mukote, Sean, maybe help me with this pronunciation because I'm probably getting it wrong. Mukete, Kimukiti man.
Baba mbaru kimukiti. Baba mukhaili.
There's no L.
There is.
Oh yes, Mukiti Mukhaile, the surname.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Okay, shout out to Kumuzo with the pronunciation. Because Anyway, well, he appeared at the Thembisa Magistrates Court for charges of culpable homicide, reckless driving, negligence, and failure to provide help after a car crash last year. Now, if you don't know and you want to be reminded, he fled the scene, okay, before obviously handing himself over to the police. Very dangerous situation there. But hey, if you want any goals for 2025, maybe substance abuse, you know, those kinds of things should be on your list. Yeah, or just drink water, drink Red Bull, drink something else. Anyway, his case is postponed to May 19. How do you think it's actually going to unfold?
It's sad because yesterday,
well, school, why would
on Wednesday, team against Pirates, then he wasn't in the bench. I guess local stadium didn't. But there's something working on. I think he's no longer part of their plans.
I think it would be questionable for them to even put him on the bench or for him to be there. They definitely should avoid all that controversy because, yes, charged guilty until what? Innocent until proven guilty, wara wara, but you fled the scene. So.
But I think the guy is remorseful now. I think
the
actions tearing thing afterwards was the aftershock. Maybe mob justice could have happened. But now, then I'm sure I didn't have to do it. But yeah, I feel sorry for him. I know the situation that Jup Jup was in 2010. So,
did you feel sorry for Jup Jup?
No, because he was arrogant about it.
Okay.
But this one is completely different. Yeah.
Mind
you,
if you're coming from
Polokwane, down to earth. But then he's remorseful.
Yeah, well, in life, you know, you just have to face the music. Unfortunately, you know, it's okay to... I could beat you down right now and be sorry. Does it make it okay?
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely not, because why am I beating you? You know? So the consequences of your actions, in as much as you might be remorseful, follow you. I know I'm digressing here, but there was a podcast I was watching at some point. It was some pastor who's saying that he can't even travel the country and go preach in different places because the consequences of his actions are still there, that he actually, back in the day, committed a crime. And he has to face that, and he has to live with that. So everybody has to face the consequences of their actions, however they are, and this is definitely one of them. How I feel this might unfold, as you mentioned, it could be another Jup Jup case, but honestly...
He must just do time.
He must just do some time, man. You know, the fact that he was actually allowed bail is questionable. And I see it also dragging for a long time as well. Obviously, we do know how lawyers are very good at that delay tactic. And this is yet going to be another one of those cases. So that's how I predict it's going to go.
It's sad.
Yeah. Speaking of delay tactics, though, Longwe Twala, son of producer and legendary musician Chico Twala, he made a brief appearance in Randburg this week. And lo and behold, yet another case. It is postponed to the 17th of February. And this is actually because his lawyer has to get up to speed with the case. He was on leave and now he's back. So, yeah. Also, another prediction. And you heard it here first.
Okay.
So, as you can see, the case has been postponed to the 17th. Come the 17th, I am telling you, it's going to be postponed yet again. Probably going to say I'm still consulting with my lawyer, still trying to gather evidence. It's a lot. I have a lot of cases because he's using legal aid as well. So, you know how legal aid lawyers have so much on their table? Probably 20 cases or whatever. So, I definitely predict that's going to happen. But, Naye Ulongwe.
How was he? Was he clean? Oh, I'm asking.
What
was
it
clean?
He looked like a normal person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like I get clean. Get your like interior thing.
Exterior.
Yeah.
Remember his bail condition was you're not allowed to take any drugs and alcohol. So at least he was not found, you know, to have taken any of those substances. Yeah, he seems to have obeyed because he knows that if he does anything wrong, I'm sure if you do anything, obviously we're going to find ourselves in yet another case where you're down there in jail. So that's that on that. Somebody, though, we didn't expect to see in court is the celebrity Gogo, who's celebrity Sangoma, Gogo Maweni, who made an appearance in January. I know you don't want to talk about this, but it's the news, okay? She made an appearance in January on charges of assault. Yeah, we'll say that about that because she's a bona gusi how that case unfolds. But interestingly enough, comedian Tallis Mo weighed in on that, and he said he is happy to see her in this position. He went all the way to call this lady Maweni murderer, saying that she belongs in jail. And obviously, Maweni saw all these comments. So on Wednesday, Maweni took to her Instagram stories to suggest that Aibo, she might be taking legal action. She wrote, "I hope you have money, dude, because
it's my turn.
Well, of course, we had to reach out to Tallis Mo because he's been running his mouth. And we said, okay, we also have some airtime for you. Run your mouth again. Let's listen to what he had to say.
And I have no reason to apologize. It's the truth what I said. If you're a woman and you're pregnant and you play with witchcraft and mutsi, it will show on your child. Those are the type of ugly things that happen when you're a sangoma. Even if you're a sangoma, it doesn't matter. When you're a sangoma, you take a break.
Yeah, no, Tallis Mo kuningi nje, he's been saying a lot, not just about Maweni, also with Gogo Sikhotheni. And Gogo Sikhotheni is like, why are you talking too much about me? Or about my son?
But what is an apology?
I get to he retracted that apology.
Yeah,
this audio,
because,
he's like, nope.
Because the lady kept on going. Pela Pascalibala, Mome is also crazy.
You said it, not me. I don't even know how am I gonna face people out there anyway. Yeah, but that whatever you said is interesting is what I'll say as Pumelapo. Anyway, it seems these goggles are definitely going on. They're on a mission to trend this year because Kunomunya Batu Gogo Manzini, who went to undergo 6 surgeries because, you know, being who you are is not good enough.
I find it ironic, this all these gogos, then Zota vanishes.
Oh my gosh,
Zota. No. Zota vanishes.
Yeah.
I think second week. Jane. Kotlapo.
Okay. Doing her Zota things.
No, that wasn't the booking.
Oh, she was just hanging out.
But dress code shows her cannot perform for interview.
Oh, shame. Where is Zota? I honestly, you obviously just answered the question.
Yeah,
but
Zota.
Yeah, we haven't heard a lot from her in a while.
And then,
Jiggy, the other day she said she's going to be a DJ. What happened to that?
There's a court case hanging over her head.
Yeah, and going
who assaulted that girl and the police come to Malanga Bamba. I think that can train Zohore.
I'll calm it down because, of course, if you show your bookings, we'll know where you are and we'll definitely apprehend you. Well, this one is living her lavish life nicely. Ukoko Manzini, her real name is Tara, for those who don't know. She decided to bleach her skin last year. She also did some lip fillers and face fillers, but she decided this year she's going all the way in. She got a Brazilian butt lift, that's a BBL, the infamous one, a tummy tuck because, you know, mukaba for who? Liposuction to suck all that mukaba fat out. Rhinoplasty, which is a nose job.
Rhino?
Yes.
Rhino.
Oh, my God.
Rhino.
So it simply means ukuthi you want that, you know, I want to lay nose layer.
English nose.
Yes. that one. She also got Fox eyes because she was like, Yabona Kanyembao, I got you. I saw what you did. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for the same thing.
Mm.
And of course, because she is a transgender now, she had to get
some
breasts.
Not as much.
She had to get some breasts. So that's what she got. And we're excited for her because she's excited for herself. And if anything, good for you, girl. Obviously, it does raise a question about, you know, why aren't you just happy with yourself? But now that she's trying to come into the limelight, she wants to look like a doll. And she has the money to go do that. And she decided to go and do exactly that.
Look like a doll.
Abantu bafuna ba doll.
Baby girl.
I'm a baby girl.
Mm.
Yeah. Would you ever do surgery, though?
No.
Never say never.
No, hence I don't have tattoos.
Why?
No.
Because it's about pain.
No, umzimba wami ufika nje uzobuyela nje. Anama ink ink.
Aibo.
Mm.
Wow. No, I mean, that's cool. That's actually pretty cool. I definitely want a tattoo like next week or something. But anyway, I will never say never because I'll never know. I don't know. I think definitely going to the gym to get your body together is what I advocate for. I also advocate for, you know, just loving yourself, having a self-esteem, be confident, man. God gave you this. This is your body. You got to love it as it is. But, you know, if you have the money, who are we to get in
if
between?
If you've got the money, save for tax days. Tomorrow, Sausuk donated. So, Kateli baguette. So, Kateli baguette. So, Tabula Muff.
You got it.
So, save.
Yeah, true. No, you've got a point. Yeah. Well, in other news, Mushendiki spoke up candidly. He has opened up about his failed marriage, and obviously he only has one marriage, guys.
He's Pila.
Pila.
Oh, okay.
Pelo Bala. He's who I identify as a reality TV star more than anything, because that's what he's for me, known mostly for. Anyway, so in a recent interview, he sat down on Engineer Your Life, saying that, Aibo, all these years, in the 2 years of marriage,
yes,
I actually was experiencing a lot, and I endured infidelity multiple times. Not one, not two, not three times, but 7 times, and with 7 different people.
So he was counting.
Of course, I'll be counting because it's actually different people. It's easy to keep track if it's different people. Maybe if it's 7 different people, they could have had 2 encounters. So who said it 7 times? Twice. Or 5 times, you know? Anyway, so that raised obviously a lot of eyebrows. And he says he's healing. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
We had the same vision. I was ready. I knew myself. And I think he was still just battling his own demons. And I don't like, I wouldn't say he was a bad person, you know? A lot of my exes are bad people. He wasn't a bad person. He was just battling his own demons. And it got to a point where, you know, I tried all my best, you know, to be there, to facilitate his healing. I think towards the end, I cheated.
Okay.
Because I had already forgiven cheating 7 times.
Kangaki?
7 times. Oh no, I counted. I'll never forget 7 times. And then
I'm an observer. No. Imak, 7 different people.
Yeah.
Hi, Jan.
Jalo, what do you mean? Jalo.
Yeah, so that's that on that. At least he's also admitting to have cheated himself. The story here is just never let anybody get you out of character.
Mm-mm.
It's very hard. It's a very easy thing to say. Hey, we can say that all the time, but getting out of character is very easy sometimes.
But Moshe must just energy by saving it for the twins, my twins are like high FM.
Exactly. That's what he's saying. Now that he's healing, he is seeing life differently. Ati abafana, wait a minute. It's his time right now to, yeah, just focus on family and friends. He has no, you know, care for being in a relationship anytime soon.
Hey, plus he's a good presenter anyway, so
you must focus on your work. I agree. Speaking of that, actually, I wanted to know, okay, since we did an interview recently, or you specifically did an interview with Smash Africa recently, how well of a job do you think he's doing on Big Brother Africa?
Africa. Smash is a brilliant presenter, that I can say, judging from the days I go YFM. So even when he came here, he was energetic, or up for it. So I think he's doing a good job, though.
Okay. Well, from what he's been saying over the years is that he is not for the media. He does not do interviews, and yet he spoke to us. So let's have a listen to what he had to say.
I auditioned for this show virtually.
Virtually.
I get called back to do a screen test with only 60% voice. At the end of the screen test, these people, they were like, what's
going on?
How do I voice about you? We feel your presence.
Feel your presence. Yeah, presence.
And I was like, wow, God did. Yeah, God right? did. And like going back to that analogy, when the door is open, the door is open. So it felt like I felt honored. I felt excited. I felt privileged. Mm. I also felt like this is God say, you'll forever be taken care of me, right? Yeah. And also, I'm reflecting on this as I'm saying that. And I was like, it's a good thing that I'm not an to work with, because so many people that are on that Big Brother set, I've interacted with them some way, somehow.
Yeah.
And if I was an I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Like, probably, like, what's that, man?
Well, that's that on that. He had a mouthful to say, but nothing to say about the sucky situation.
Who are we?
Who are we to what?
We are just alive.
We are amazing.
No one got told the rejection.
I always saw my cheese, actually. Exactly. Well, that's that on that. Moving on to other news, though. This week, DJ Tina decided to expose a scammer who was trying to scam a scammer, posing as Fikile Mbalula. Very, like, yawn-faced, actually. But I thought it was absolutely funny. DJ Tira took to his timeline to warn his fans that, hey, man, there's somebody who's impersonating himself as a politician. And actually, the first thing that the person decided to do, the scammer, does not even know how to spell Kanye Mbao, but wanted the number.
No, point of departure. I do make this a Tira. Hi, it's me.
It's Figile. Me.
It's like, me, Figile Mbao.
It's me, Figile. Okay. Good evening, my leader, he says.
The last sentence, but you want to scam them. Let me tell them quickly.
Tell them real quick. This year, we definitely have no time to be scammed at all. And he definitely called it out pretty quickly. What is DJ Tira up to this year, Ben?
Always.
Oh, wait. Excuse me. He actually is releasing a song tomorrow with Maporism.
Oh, and Nak. So.
Is Nak Music a part of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Is he singing on the song?
I don't know. Because Nak now is a DJ, right?
Hasn't he been a DJ? No. Oh, yes.
He was a singer.
Oh, he was just a singer.
Singer, actor. Okay. So now musician. He's a DJ, I mean.
Yep. Okay. No, big shout out to them. We'll have a listen to the song. I haven't heard it yet. So, yeah. Hope it sounds okay. Or listenable. Whatever. Whatever the case is. Well, we'll move on from that. There's been so much happening, actually, in Relationshipville that I almost even forgot to mention. That Kanye Mbao and Kudzai are seemingly over. After 5 years of being in a relationship, they decided to call it quits. Well, this is only according to what Kanye Mbao decided to announce. She took to Instagram just recently saying that, yo, I was in a relationship, it was good and great, whatever. He was a good guy, but he did bad things. We tried everything to make it, he tried everything to make it up to me. And yet, it didn't work out. And she did most of the grieving while they were together. That obviously does happen all the time. Girls do that. We will never just leave you like that and then heal outside. No, I will definitely mourn you while I'm still in the relationship.
No, imali pelile. Because imali ukhanyi uyiberekisise for the fox eyes, what.
Oh,
so manje yabona ibalance ukuthi la, she ndothe Dubai, I mean.
She ndothe Dubai. I don't know. I really wanted this relationship to work out. I wouldn't lie.
At least can focus on daughter. Yako Teshari.
She's not. She's going to travel the world for 13 months.
Yeah, she's going to Teshari.
Nope. It's a gap, yeah. To travel the world for 13 months.
Yeah, but smoking can. You leave a guy, travel 14 months, the one. Ah, I'm not depending.
I don't know. Well, we'll see how that unfolds. Kanye, kuningu text asana every day we are pendula manje because things are fishy. Our pendula, my sister, please. Thank you. Now, in other news, though, moving right along, somebody who I genuinely do not understand. As gospel star, Dumim Kokstad. Okay. I don't Google Dumim Kokstad. We are starting Anavela because nobody asked you, okay, what's happening with your analytical soccer skills shop?
Konjutini, Imawo, visible Big Zulu.
Oh, with Big Zulu.
Imawo.
This man is a gospel star, and I think he definitely had dreams of becoming a soccer player because his emotions when it comes to this game, which is just a game, obviously people's careers too, but it's just a game, are very serious. He was quite frustrated just recently because, on Tuesday, there was a Betway Premiership with a clash between Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu FC. I don't watch soccer, so I don't even know what he's talking about. But he's somehow making some sense. He says that Uban Lolo soccer player Richard Ofori, he sucks. He's not actually supposed to be part of the team. Now, I don't know if he knows that. Hi, Angas. What do you have to say about this man? Sorry to this man.
No, he's a passionate. He's passionate about soccer.
Yeah.
But we saw our first stint. We saw it last year when he had an argument. TJ Rally Big Zulu. Then now this. Mm-hmm. And the sad part is that he still got relations with AmaZulu while he's a Kaizer Chiefs fan. So, ufuna ukuzibona ku sporting administrator
lapho,
type of a thing. Oh, I think bafana will do well if Dumim Kokstad is there by Safa.
Wow. So much hope, so much faith. But maybe Man of God will definitely lay a hand on the players. that's that on that. I don't watch soccer, so, but I know it's a good season for, you know, soccer fans. I hope you guys are enjoying. I'm going to find it in my hats in my schedule actually go watch something.
Sundowns. Be a King Patrick, Pichurin born woman.
Okay.
Your favorite Sundowns.
Okay. Yeah. Sundowns, isn't it Sundowns a good team?
It is. But finally, women's team as well.
Okay.
Okay,
Sundowns, get Patrice Mosib. No.
Yeah, regular Patrice.
Okay, great. I'm a Sundowns fan. Automatically. Definitely a Sundowns fan. I think they're always doing good as well. So, yeah. Representing the winners.
Thank you.
Somebody who unfortunately did not win, though, recently. If you're watching Big Brother Mzansi, it's Gugu. For those who don't know Gugu, what's her real name? Konjelosis. Unokulunga. Yes. Well, she was evicted. She's the latest contestant to be evicted from the competition. This is Big Brother Mzansi Umlilo. And funny thing, why didn't I even say this when we're talking about the Gogos? Now, umunyu Gogo, uGogo naye. Utiena, she had a dream that she was going to be evicted. Well, we had a chat to her, so let's listen to what she had to say.
you guys. Like, I'm one person that loves my 9-to-5. Hey? Like, I really plan on getting back into corporate agencies and doing my thing in PR and marketing. I also have plans in terms of elevating my content of spirituality, because I could see that back when I used to do like my live videos and my just posting about spirituality, people are always interested, you know. So I thought, you know what, actually let me make it bigger, and let me actually make it content pieces that will make sense for people, that will help people whenever I'm unable to help them, you know. Because I really believe that, you know, as people we can literally help ourselves sometimes, especially spiritually, because we want to rely on healers. We want to heal a hop, and I really believe against that, you know. And I don't want to, at the end of the day, sometimes the power is within you. You know what I'm saying? So the content that I want to do is driving that, basically, to make sure that people always remember that, and they don't have to, you know, rely on healers. Yes, you can see us here and there, but you don't have to come to us all the time, because the power literally relies on you.
Yeah, yeah. Abu Gogo, they're always going to say some stuff. Very interesting stuff. And that's her saying that I'm probably going to be your latest celebrity Gogo. I will look, be on the lookout for her, because they usually do pretty good. People are somehow obsessed with, you know, spiritual callings and stuff. And she's the latest one. She's saying that her brand right now, she will be, you know, steering it in that direction of things, which is with putting out more content about callings and stuff like that. So that's that on that.
But this Gogo's, but they make us forget about our main celebrities, like Oboiti.
Babies!
Like, no, Gogo.
Well, but she doesn't practice, though.
So, yeah.
She doesn't practice. It's the mother who practices. I always speak for her for some reason when it comes to that. But I don't know if you can even do that. So, Asaz, but celebrities are out there busy, too busy being celebrities that, you know, the Gogos get the shine because, you know?
I pray that Tim Buji mustn't be Gogo, please.
No, I don't even, no. No, 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 no. I don't think she can be. Can she? She's a pastor's kid. I don't even want her to do that. No, no, no. She must stay being fabulous. Kim Kardashian, what way to, you know? She must stay there. Anyway, what are you watching on TV right now?
I watched that program in a host game, Mini Jamin.
Okay.
The reality.
Oh, you caught up on that. The drama.
I watched it. It was fun.
Yeah. You binge watched it. Did you watch it like in one sitting? Because I also couldn't.
No, the whole day I was sitting with my partner.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
I watched it.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though.
Definitely. Okay. Right now, I still need to catch up. I have a lot of things locally that I want to catch up on. I have watched that one. I need to watch Mbini because season 2 is coming out, if it's not out already. And I think there's also this Umjolo. Yes, Umjolo, the pandemic. This. I tried watching it, and then I was like, why am I even watching this? I'm on leave. Like, this is hectic. This is boring. So I need to go watch it again. Hopefully give it a chance and actually say, come back here and say that it's good. But the reason why we're speaking about some television news is because we do have some television news, right? Tandi Matlaila. She is making her return to TV. She's joined Muvango, playing a very interesting character. She plays a nurse who operates an illegal psychiatric office. So she hasn't been on TV for quite some time, but she's been 20 years in the industry. So I would love to see how she portrays this role. Do I really watch Muvango? No. Am I going to try? Yes. So I can actually see how she does this.
But I feel that SABC, it needs, it desperate for the numbers. But Tobacco TSTV and Netflix to come back. Because if you watch Uzalo, and the language barrier, Uzalo vele, it's for Zulu speaking people, but that the two so last sort.
Okay. Oh, they're trying to just bring more of a balance.
Last year there was Nomved, a soccer player who was acting, carrying practice or what. Then nobody sabo Linda Sbia, like what's along?
Okay.
It's hectic.
Okay.
In fact, Zalo Buchelangar is a low budget movie.
Wow. Boom. And that is a story. And I think it should be a story on its own. A low budget movie. I need to go watch Uzalo because now Sel Beyonce. Why am I saying Sel Beyonce? Sel Beyonce has joined the show too as herself, I would say, because she's a radio presenter. Mm. She's joining as a radio guest host. So, yeah. Well, she doesn't think that it's a low budget movie. Let's listen to what she has to say.
I got a call for me to come and be a guest radio presenter. I play myself. If you remember back in 2018, I had been on Uzalo before. So this is basically like a comeback because I've been there before. I was playing myself as well. So this time I'm playing myself because now Uzalo has a radio station, KMash FM, and there's been trouble in the radio station because the other presenter is now focusing on who was Mr. Magic. He's now focusing on his podcast, so couldn't do the two. So we've been getting like different types of people or different presenters and guest presenters. I mean, Adentuso Mutawung was also there to hold it down because now they're still looking for a presenter who's going to fill in for the breakfast slot. So then I get it, you know. So basically, that's what happens. The character I'll be playing myself, like I said. I'm playing Sel Beyonce. I'm just there at Uzalo and things like that, and it's quite really interesting.
Yeah, well, that's that on that. That's what she had to say about joining the show. Congratulations are in order for her. Siyambongeni. Well, that's it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can head over to iono.fm, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Player FM, or Pocket Cast, or wherever you choose to get your podcast to listen to more of our other podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chis Alive. Our producer is Demi Buzo, and I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.